This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial of the officer who shot and killed Christian Glass began with opening statements today. Prosecutors say Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buen's actions were, quote, aggressive, excessive, and criminal. 22-year-old Glass had called police for help after getting his car stuck on a rural road near Silver Plume. Defense attorneys countered that Glass was likely intoxicated and had a knife in the car. Glass told the 911 dispatcher about the knife beforehand, explaining it was a geology knife. His death garnered international attention and the largest police shooting settlement in Colorado history. Deputy Buen faces a second-degree murder charge. The trial continues next week. Englewood police and federal officials continue to look for an antique painting stolen out of a storage unit. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The painting dates from the 1800s and is of the first president, George Washington. It is in a gold frame and apparently had some value, though officials won't say how much, nor will they say who painted it. The owner had it stowed in a storage unit in Englewood, and the security there noticed on a routine walkthrough that a padlock had been broken. They told the owner, who came down to see and noticed that the painting was gone. The FBI is helping with the case because they run a national stolen art database that auction houses, galleries, and private owners use. The painting went missing 3 months ago. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
RTD's A-Line, which runs through Denver to the airport, will be down for maintenance tomorrow. Shuttle buses will run between Central Park and DIA. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 5:06.